an amazing God you are.
イエス・キリストの皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. で、今日いつも僕のお袋が朝の礼拝来てるんですけれども、多分台風やから今日来られへんかったと思うねんけども。
My mom's usually here on Sunday mornings, and she's actually not here, so I'm worried that maybe the typhoon has kept her away.
いや、おらんでよかったわ。ちょっとおったらよくない話をしたいと思う。
To be honest, like, I'm kind of glad she's not here. I'm going to say some things today that she may have come up and smack me.
小学校4年生の時やねんけども。
Okay, so I'm like going way back. This is when I was in fourth grade.
なんで男の子が集まると男の子が集まった時にやることやるんやろね。
Okay, so boys, you know, boys would get together and they would do boy stuff.
ね、僕が小学校4年生の時に、覚えた遊びっていうのは何かというと、ファイヤーなんです。火なんですね。
You know, for boys, fourth grade boys, there is nothing more interested in this world, interesting in this world than fire.
あれ、火って燃やすときなんであんな面白いんやろうな。
Oh, look at the beautiful flame when you just light someone
on fire. で、多分な、アメリカやったら絶対ありえへん。アメリカやったら絶対ありえへんことよ。アメリカのお墓ってなんかこう十字架が立っててお花並んでるだけやろ。
Sure, you know, in American cemeteries, if you go there, it's just, you know, it's just stone and there may be some flowers around
it. 日本はちゃうで。
No, it's not how it is in Japan.
日本はね、ろうそくとマッチがそこに置いてある。
Oh boy, there's always matches and candles just laying around everywhere in a graveyard.
そして小学生の僕たちは3人ぐらいで行ってさ、いつもなんか雑誌とか枯葉とかをもうマッチつけてろうそくつけて燃やしたりして遊んでたんです。
And so, you know, the three of us in fourth graders, you know, those boys, we'd go in there, we'd bring something, anything flammable, you know, it could be magazines, leaves or whatever, and we'd go get those candles and...matches and we'd have a good time.
で、大体男の子のが集まると女の子がすることはせえへんでね。
Of course, you know, when guys get together, boys, we would do boy stuff. We wouldn't, you know, do the stuff that the girls wanted to do.
そう、つまり、男の子のコミュニティは男の子という構成員によってどんな性質を持つかが決められるわけです。
And so, you know, because boys would get together and hang out with the boys, it would just kind of, their characters were formed together, so it would just make this kind of different...kind of community style, part of a community than the girls would have.
そう。で、まあ、女の子が集まった、僕女の子になったことないからよく分かれてへんねんけれども、女の子も集まれば、まあ、女の子がするような話をするわけよ。
You know, and of course, so I'm not being a girl, I'm not sure on the complete details, but I know that if the girls get together, they would do the girls talk.
つまり、皆さんが考えてほしいのは、コミュニティ、何か人の集まりっていうのは、そこにどんな人かが集まるかによって、その集団全体の性質が決まってしまうということです。
And so, you know, just gotta think about the fact that when people gather together, and when they are spending a lot of time together, that they're going to start to, you know, the interaction between them, they're going to be growing together, their characteristics are going to be very similar.
教会も人の集まりですから。
And this is another community, we call this our church community right here.
つまり、教会にどんな人がいるかが教会がどんな教会であるかどんな集団であるかを決定するとみんな思ってるわけです。
And so, because, we are the church, and as the churchbody gathers together, what kind of people are gathering together, it's going to kind of reflect and people will think of that, oh, the, whatever our kind of characteristics are, this is the characteristics for the church.
残念ながら教会を構成しているメンバーというのは罪深い人間なんですね。
And, it's unfortunate, but of course we are all born into sin and we are still all sinners on this earth.
人間の歪んだ歴史を見ても僕らがどんだけ罪深いかっていうのはすごくよくわかると思います。
And if you go through the pages in the annals of history, you will just see how sinful and how, you know, warped thatHumanity can be.
そういう人たちが集まるとどんなものができるか皆さん想像してください。
And so if you think about the people of this world, the worldly people and all the things that they've been able to do, just think about that.
そういう人が集まれば当然喧嘩し合ったりなんか鬱陶しあれあったりなんか噂話し合ったりいがみ合ったりするんとちゃうかなと思うでしょう。
And so, you know that there's just so many times when there's conflict amongst different people, different, you know, things going on. There's people that are talking about other people.
つまり、教会っていうのは、クリスチャンの集団っていうのは、イエス様が考えた一番最低なアイデアと思いませんか？
And so, you know, for people to all gather together, and of course that's going to cause conflict and people talking about other people, don't you think Jesus had a terrible idea when he thought, let's get a bunch of people all together in the same place?
だって罪深い人たちが集まったら罪深い組織ができると思いませんか？
And so if a bunch of sinners gather together, isn't that we're going to, you're going to have like a nest of sinners?
もしかしたらそれは世の中の常識かもしれないけど。
And so maybe in the world, that would be the normal way of
だけどイエス様は全然違うビジョンを思い描いておられるんです。
But for Jesus, he had a very different vision in his mind.
イエス様が誰が教会を始める前に イエス様が一番最初に私は私の教会を建てます。I will build my church とおっしゃいました。
And in the Bible it said just like Fumi has just said, I will build my church. It wasn't somebody else is going to build it for me. Jesus said that he would do it himself.
つまりイエス様の頭の中には自分が集めた罪人たちが自分によって変えられて、そして教会というコミュニティを形成すると、そしてその教会が神によって導かれるならば、この世の中にあって灯台になる、ライトハウスになる、そして世界を変える、基地になるとイエス様は考えられたわけです。
Jesus had confidence that if he gathered sinners together and if they were changing from the inside and they were becoming, they were believing in his message and the gospel, that as they started to work together and become a community, that it would be such a shining light and a presence around to the people around them, that it would be as if it was a lighthouse, as if it was a base that was protected, a fortress.
もし自分ご自身が集められた人が聖霊に満たされ神に委ね神に導かれるならば、そこには神に望まれている教会、神に望まれているコミュニティができるとイエス様は信じられたんです。
So Jesus Christ believed that if the Holy Spirit was among these people, if the Holy Spirit is working in us and among us, that we, when we are together, that we can have, the necessary components, the necessary characteristics to be holy in God's presence, and that we will be that perfect church that Jesus was, hoping it to be.
今日は第一コリントという聖書の中の部分の14章から一緒に読んでいきたいと思います。
And today, as we continue through the book of 1 Corinthians, we are going into 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
聖書持ってなくても大丈夫。後でね、読むときにはスクリーンに字が出ますので安心してください。
If you didn't bring a Bible with you, it's not a problem. We will show the verses that we will be reading up on the screen today.
これはパウロというキリスト教運動のリーダーの人がコリントという町にあった教会に宛てた手紙なんです。
And so there was a follower of Jesus Christ. He was called the Apostle Paul. And Paul was really good at writing letters. And he wrote this letter to the church in Corinth because he was the evangelist there. He had left them for a while and he was writing to catch up with them.
パウロがそこにいた時は神が望まれるコミュニティとして存在していました。
And Paul, he had been in their community in Corinth for a while. And while he was there, there was beautiful things happening. There was a wonderful Christian church.
だけどパウロがそこから出かけていって違う町に引っ越ししてしまうと、神が望まれているようなコミュニティの体質ではなくなってきたんですね。
Unfortunately, when Paul moved on and he was going to be a missionary to other places, the church in Corinth it started to decay, and the things that were good things that were happening, they started to go awry.
それはそれはひどい教会、ひどいコミュニティ、ひどい集団になっていったわけです。
And unfortunately, things fell apart quickly, and it turned into a terrible community, and it was not at all the church that Jesus had envisioned for the future.
でもただ最悪なコミュニティ、最悪な教会になっていっただけじゃなくて、もともとは素晴らしい神の働きがそこにあったんです。
And of course, it wasn't always a terrible, bit of sinners or anything like that. It had started out as a wonderful church that was inspired and blessed by God.
多くの人が神の力を受けて素晴らしい働きをしました。ある人は手を置けば病人が癒され、ある人は神から言葉を得て、素晴らしい神の真理を語ることができました。
And you know, the Holy Spirit was among these people. The Holy Spirit was on them and they were healing people. There was God's hand was touching people and healing them. There was prophecy coming from others. And
また素晴らしい神の真理に対する深い造形を持った知識の賜物を持った人が人々に、聖書を教えたりもしてました。
And God had also given through the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom and the understanding of the scriptures that they could share and give wisdom to the people around them.
私たちの理解では理解できないような異言と呼ばれる言葉で、祈ることができる人もいました。
And there was people in the church that they were speaking in tongues and in words that we could not understand in the human ears.
そしてたくさんそういう人がいたんです。
And there was lots of people that were doing these things.
それだけではなくて、神の言葉をいただいて説教できる、いわゆる預言者、もしくは説教者と呼ばれる人たちもたくさんいました。
And of course, there was also many people who could read and interpret the scriptures, and they were speaking prophecy, or they were speaking as the leaders and the kind of in those days that would have been the pastors of these churches.
問題は何かというと、そういう人がたくさんいたのにもかかわらず、 いや、俺が働く、俺が喋る、俺が祈る、俺が何々する、私がする、言うて、もう、めちゃくちゃな礼拝になっていったことやったんです。
And, unfortunately, what happened is, it turned into a bit of chaos, and there was people all over the place that were trying to, get attention of everyone else that they could get a word in edgewise, and they were all trying to reach for the mic.
僕が予言の言葉を神様からいただきました。いや、私もいただきました。で、マイク取り合いしてると思ったら、その上で。
And, you know, so like, there's people all up there, like, oh, I got a word from the Lord, I gotta tell this prophecy. No, God told me I gotta speak first.
そうすると、向こうの方では神様の霊に満たされて、私たちが通常わからないような言葉で祈り始める人もいたら。
And so while these people are fighting for the mic in the front, there's some people over on the side there, and they're speaking in tongues, and they're just kind of like getting going over here, and there's like some, a little bit of a sound that's coming over from the side of the church.
で、そこ教会におるおばちゃんたちが、いや、今何起こってんの？あの人何言ってんの？どういうふうに言ってんの？ちょっと説明してよって、ぺちゃくちゃぺちゃくちゃ話し始めるっていう状況が起こったわけです。
And then there's like some of the wives, and there's all these women in the back, and they're like, okay, what's going on over there? I see people over there. What's going on? Who's got the mic over there? Who's talking? And there's all kinds of confusion going on in the church.
日曜日、礼拝に来てんだけど、一体何が起こってんのか分かる？ガヤガヤガヤガヤガヤガヤしてるうちに、まあもう終わってもたやんか、言うて、お家帰らなあかんみたいな、そんなやつが続いたんですね。
So going on Sunday, it was just like going to a flea market or something because there was just so much noise and confusion and not sure what was going on. Before you knew it, you turned around and it was over and everyone was on their way out of the church.
教会に来たら、いや、ここはうるさすぎるわとか、あっちの方でなんか私らがようわからんしゃぶ、言葉をで祈ってはる人おる、なんか気色悪いかもう帰ろうっていうクリスチャンじゃない人もたくさん出たわけです。
And so, you know, for the Christian people, that was one thing, but for the people that maybe were going to church for the first time, they're coming in, they're seeing people speaking in, you know, like strange language over here they couldn't understand, and you know, all this confusion and everything, obviously they're not going to stay in this church for very long.
前はそんなんちゃうかったのに。
You know, this is not the way it used to be.
だからパウロは遠くの町から君ら何やっとんねんって書いた手紙が第一コリントの手紙なんです。
And so, because Paul heard these things from where he was at in a different city, he wrote a letter, and that letter would have become the letter to the Corinthians, and it was to ask them, what in the world is going on over here?
14章の最初にはこういうふうに書いてあるんですね。君たちに言いたいことがあるんです。それは予言の賜物、異言の賜物、知識の賜物は、それ大事やね。それ大事やし、使ってもらって大いに結構やねんけど。
And so Paul, he starts out in 1 Corinthians, he's going through and he's like, okay, of course, you know, I understand you all are doing a great job, you know, you have the Holy Spirit has given you gifts and everything, and that's a wonderful thing.
だけどそれを用いるとき、あなたが神様から与えられた能力を用いるときには必ず神の愛であるアガペという概念に基づいてそれを用いてくださいとパウロは伝えたわけです。
But he was very careful to explain that, you know, although you've been given these wonderful gifts and everything, they need to be used in the correct way.They need to be used with the understanding that they are used for God's glory, and they need to be done with agape love.
先週そのこと話しましたから、ぜひ思い出したりポッドキャストを聞いてください。
And so if agape love is not like really understood in your ears, please go back listen to last week's message. That's exactly what we were talking about.
パウロはこういうふうに言いました。あなたが異言を喋れても、そして予言ができても、知識の賜物があったとしても、それよりも大事なのは信仰と希望と愛ですと言いました。
And so the summary of last week's message was that, you know, even if you're able to speak in tongues or prophesy or have great wisdom, if, you know, even better than that is hope and love and hope and peace and love.
Hope and faith, hope and love.
Faith, hope and love.
で、パウロはこう書いたんです。あなたたちはその3つ忘れてるって。
And he's like, okay, but the faith, hope, and love, that's where you guys have, you've kind of forgotten, you've lost the most important things.
っていうか、神様があなたに与えた素晴らしい聖霊の賜物、予言や異言や知識や癒しっていうのは何のためにあったか思い出し君らって書いたんです。
Like, you know, all this, the prophecies, the speaking in tongues, and all these things that the Holy Spirit has given you, these gifts, like, why were you given those? You've forgotten.
それはステージの上で偉そうなことを言うためちゃうよって。
And it was not just so you could get up on stage and get everybody to look at you and sound like you're great.
何度も何度もパウロはこういうふうに書いたんです。それは教会を立て上げるためです。他の人の信仰を強めるためにあなたがそれをいただいてるんですよ。自分の信仰を強めるためちゃうで。他の人やで、と言うたん。
The gifts of the Holy Spirit Paul was telling the Corinthians, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not for you to be looking great in front of other people, but they were to edify, they were to build up the people around you, to build up the church.
Okay, 読んでみましょう。14章の1節。
We're going to go into chapter 14, starting from verse 1.
愛を、アガペを追い求めなさい。それだけではなく、また同時に、御霊の賜物、特に予言することを熱心に求めなさい。異言を話す人は人に話しているのではなくて神に話しているね。というのは誰も聞いてないのに自分の霊で神の奥義を話すからです。わからないことを話すからです。ところが予言をする者は教会の徳を高め、つまり教会を強くし、勧めをなし、励まし、そして慰めを与えるために教会の人に向かって話しするのです。異言を話す者は自分の徳を高めますけれども、予言をする人、メッセージをする人というのは、教会の他の人を立て上げようとするのです。
Okay, so going into 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting from verse 1 to verse 4. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit.But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Anyone who speaks in tongues edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church.、
うん、ここに他の人を立て上げ強めるためですと書いてあるのを気づきましたか?
Okay, so you can see and we've underlined, is there the strengthening encouragement of, and the, for others, right? We need to be talking about、helping others, not themselves.、
うんうん、12節見てみましょう。
Looking at verse 12 now.
やっぱりパウロ同じことを繰り返すんですね。あなたは御霊の賜物を熱心に求めてるけど、やっぱり教会の徳を高めるために、周りの人を強めるために、それが豊かに与えられる。自分がかっこええなあの技術を身につけるためちゃうで、他の人を強めるために、それが豊かに与えるように熱心に求めなさいと書いてあるんです。
So in verse 12 it says, So it is with you. Since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit,Try to excel in those that build up the church, not just to feed yourself.、
うん、26節見てみましょう。
We're going to go over to verse 26.
また同じこと書いてるんです。では、どうせよね、それはあなたが集まるときはそれぞれの人がまあ歌を歌ったり、教えたり、まあ、目視を話したり、ね、大切な神の奥義を話したり、威厳を話したり、それを解き明かしするということがあるかもしれないけど、そのすべてのことを自分がかっこよく見えるためにやるんじゃなくて、他の人の信仰を立て上げるために、教会の益のために、教会にいる人たちの益のためにそれを用いなさいと言ったんです。
And so in verse 26 it says, What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn, or a word of instruction, or a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up.
あなたたちはそれを新しく来た人が見て、え、何やここおかしいな、俺こんとここんなとこみたいな風になるようにしか突っ込んでないやんか。
You know, all you got with all this confusion and everybody trying to rally for the microphone, you know, they're just saying like, what's going on? This is just chaos and there's no point, that is being brought to the right focus.
うん。コリントの人たちは悪い人たちではもちろんなかったよ。
Of course, the Corinthians were not bad people there.
彼らの考え方っていうのは、正しいことをしてるんだから、それが他の人にどんな影響が出ようと俺は知らんという態度だったんです。
It was just that they were, you know, hey, I know what I'm doing. I got the Holy Spirit here and gifts and I'm going to use them andThey just were just tromping all over everybody else, just trying to show off what they could do.
そしてパウロはその人のことなんか俺は知らんという態度を君らそこが間違おうとんねんとずっと言ってたわけです。
And Paul's like, okay, well, that's your problem right there. You know, it's like you're so worried about yourselves that you're not taking care to think about the other people.
うん、一ヶ月ぐらい前って学んだよね。これは正しいですかという質問はあんまり重要じゃないんです。それよりもこれは他の人に助けになりますかという質問の方が大事ですというふうに言いました。
So, we learned a few months ago that it's not the correct question to say, is this okay or not? Rather, is this going to edify someone else? Is this what I'm saying? Is this going to help someone else or not?、
うん、私たちはこれを家庭でも職場でも同じように問う必要があります。これは正しいことですか?それよりも、これは他の人にとって益となるだろうか?
So, this is a really important point, whether it be for your workplace, for where you're going to school, or whether you're at home. You know, it's not whether, you know, whether you are right or wrong, because I'm right, and that's not the point. It's whether it's going to be for the other person's benefit, other person's profit.
不思議ね、僕らっていうのは自分が正しいと思ってやってることをやってる最中は、他の人にとってそれがどうなんかってあんまり考えへんのです。
You know, unfortunately, this is such an easy thing to do. Like, when you know that you're correct, you can just steamroll over people, and you can just completely just bowl them out of the way because you're just on your train of righteousness.
正しいから私は無礼になってもいいとどっかで思ってるんです。
There, you know, where do they get this idea that it's okay to be rude to everybody else because you are correct?
私は主人なんだから奥さんが間違えた時にはガツンと言うたっても構えへんねん。
I am the master of this house, and when my wife is not submitting correctly, I have the right to let her know it.
私はね、この職場にね、もう20年勤めててもう大先輩やから、あの若い咲いてきたばっかりの子が間違えてええ加減なことしてたら、もうガツンと言うたってね、無礼な関係ない、正しいこと言ってんねんから、
yeah.
私の言い方なんか関係ない。
Yeah, you tell them for me, right? 20 years I've been working at this company, you know, like when these little young whippersnappers come in here, think they're doing something and they're doing it wrong, I'm gonna tell them, I'll straighten them right out.
でも、パウロが教えようとしてたことは、正しいことは無礼さえのライセンスではないということです。
Yeah, and unfortunately, being correct does not give you the carte blanche to do whatever you want and totally tromp all over people being rude.
そしてパウロがその話をした2000年前から2000年、今早送りして今僕は21世紀の教会であるクロスロード教会の中でも同じことを言いたいと思います。
And so as we fast forward from the first century to the 21st century, after 2000 years, the truths are still the same.
僕は皆さんがこの教会で、本当に神様に出会い、礼拝することを学び、そして神様に与えられた力を用いて神に仕える、その姿を見たいと思っています。
We come here to learn about God, to grow closer and feel God's love, to share these with each other. We also receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the same way as the church as Corinth did, and we are going to use these hopefully in the correct way, right?
僕は神様が皆さんに対して一つ以上の霊的な賜物というのを用意しておられることを知ってます。
I know that God has a spiritual gift.For each and every one of you here.
うん。そしてそれを用いて、この教会の人々を慰め、助け、励ますために、あなたが用いることができると信じてます。
And I truly believe that God has given you the potential to use this special gift that He has definitely given you to be able to lift up and encourage and build up, edify people in this church around you.
そしてそれだけではなくて、あなたがそれをするときに最も生きているという実感をするということを知ってます。
And when you use thisGift, you will feel like you have been fully completed, that you are so satisfied that this is what you were made for.
だけれども、それを見つけてやってるからと言って、それを自分がしたいときに自分がしたいやり方で他の人がどういうふうな影響を受けるか気にせんでやってもええというわけではないんです。
But that doesn't give you the right to just like be able to use your special gift because it gives you a power to use that power to abuse it and to just do whatever you feel like.
それは神様が私たちクリスチャンに、私たち教会に期待されている態度ではないんです。
That is not what Jesus Christ is expecting of us as his body, as the church. That is not what he's looking for.
コリントの教会は最初は素晴らしい教会としてスタートしました。
The Corinthian church, it started as a wonderful church in
Corinth. 自由に霊的な賜物を礼拝で用いることが励まされて、奨励されて、だからこそたくさんの人が神の言葉を取り次ぎ、たくさんの人が礼拝の中で祈ってたんです。
Because it started out in the right direction, that the Holy Spirit was able to come down and among them and was able to give them gifts, and it was a time of encouragement and edification, and the church was according to that, because of that, was built up.
だけれどもそれが行き過ぎて礼拝がめちゃくちゃになってたわけ。
But you know, it was just like a rolling storm, and as it gained momentum, it started to go into chaos and things got out of control.
皆さんはこうやって僕の話静かに聞いてくれて時には笑ってくれるやんか。
You know, everybody, you know, once in a while, I'm saying the jokes and stuff like that, you'll laugh.
そんなんと全然ちゃうかったよ。もうめちゃくちゃやったよ。
Not even close to, you can't even imagine what it was like there.
神様は平和と安定と、そして混乱のない神様になんかもう混乱がもう支配してたんです。
Yeah, God loves, you know, He loves peace and calm, and there just needs to be understanding where in the midst of chaos, it's a little bit hard to have that understanding and be sharing, in a way that's comprehensible.
その教会の礼拝に行ったら神様混乱してはるんやって多分思ったと思うね、みんな。
You know, and if people who go to that church for the first time, they're like, well, God must be pretty confused because I can't figure out what's going on.
だからパウロはやり直そう。礼拝のちょっと、あの、オペレーションシステムをやり直そう言って、3つのダメよダメよリスト与えたわけです。
Okay, and because Paul recognized that what was happening as the church was growing and getting out of control, he's like, okay, it looks like we're going to have to set down some rules here, some boundaries, some guidelines.
Okay, まず読んでみましょう。27節。
Going to verse 27.
コリントの教会にました。もしあなたが神から与えられた不思議な言葉で祈るならば、異言を話すならば、二人か多くても三人、十人とか二十人あかんで、二人か多くても三人で順番に、一遍にあかんで、順番に話すべきで、それだけじゃなくて、一人は解き明かしをしなさい。もし解き明かす者が残念ながらそこに誰もおれへんということであれば、あなたは教会ではお口チャックしておいてね。自分だけで神に向かって話しなさいって言ったんです。
Okay, so in verse 27 it says, if anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three, not 20, should speak one at a time. And someone must interpret. If there's no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself.To himself and God.
うん、簡単に言えばポイントナンバーワン、パウロが言ったまず一つ目のノーノーノー、それはもし解き明かす人がいなければ異言を語る人は静かにしておいてねということでした。
And that is if, stay silent if you don't have an interpreter.、
うん、そして二つ目のノーノー見てみましょう。
Okay,
30節。
We're just going to go ahead and proceed through this. Let's look at the second no no that Paul was given to the church.、
うん、もしも座席についている別の人に神の言葉、黙示が与えられたら、今まで喋ってた人はお口チャックしようね。あなた方はみんなが変わる番号に予言できるでしょ。すべての人が学ぶことができ、すべての人が勧めを受けることができるんですよ。預言者たちの預言霊は預言者たちに服従するものなのです。それは神が混乱の神ではなく、平和の神だからです。
Okay, so, going to verse 30. And if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are subject to the control of prophets.For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the congregations of the Lord's people.
うん、なんででしょうか。その2番目見てみましょう。それこれどういうことかというと、2番目、それはマイクロフォン独り占めしないでね。あなたがもし教える賜物があるんやったら。
Okay, don't hog the microphone. Don't occupy the microphone.
そう、もう俺が喋る言うてもうカラオケ行ったらってマイク離さんおっちゃんみたいに、次も次も次も俺の曲や言うて歌うおっちゃんみたいに、しなんとしせえへんといてくださいということです。
It's like if you went to the karaoke and you just like stick in like 18 songs in a row and everybody's like, which my turn?
そんな、
no, I don't want to sing. I don't want to hear any more Eagles.
うん。イーグルズか。まあ、いいわ。あのね、予言の賜物、教えの賜物を持った人は教会にたくさんいるでしょ。時にはあなたは座って教えを受けなさい。すべての人が教えることができるんですよ。あなたも学ぶことができるんですよ。順番順番にそれをやってくださいとパウロは言ったんです。
And so he's just saying, you know, you may think you have something that's really important to say, but listen, there are other people that are going to have something important to say as well. Prophecies are for everyone to be edified, and you should take turns so that you can all be getting enriched and edified, built up from each and every person. It doesn't all have to come from one source. There can be more than one source of the inspiration of God, but...You need to take turns.
なんか幼稚園の年中組の滑り台代わり番号でやろうねっていうのとあんまり変われへんやんか。
You know, this sounds like, you know, the directions you give it at kindergarten. Okay, when you don't use the slide, use it one at a time now.
だけれども、クリスチャンであったとしても、未成熟さが上に浮いてくると、こんなことをわざわざ教えらなければならなくなるわけです。
But as baby Christians, it's similar situation where, because of their still, you know, they're still not, you know, mature yet, then there's this excitement of receiving the power that they're not sure how to control it and things get out of control.
私たちは幼稚園の年中組をやり直しません。
And so we don't want to have to go back all the way to kindergarten and redo that.
私たちは 愛を持ってこの教会で互いに関係を作り合いましょう。
We want to, through agape love, we want to be building this church up.
そしてその幼稚園レッスンナンバー3行ってみようか。
Okay, let's go to kindergarten lesson number 3.
はい。教会では奥さんたち黙っといてね。彼らは、奥さんたちは語ることを教会には許されていません。立法も言うように服従しなさい。もし何かを学びたければ、家で自分の夫に尋ねなさい。教会で語ることは妻にとってはふさわしくないことだからです。
Whoa. Wow. Okay. Now this is the verse that Pumi was telling earlier that you may be a little surprised is in the Bible. Let's go ahead and read it for now. 34, 35. Women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must remain in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home. For it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church.
で、ここは多分新約聖書の中でも最も誤解されて理解されている箇所の一つだと思います。
And this is one of the most misinterpreted scriptures in all of the New Testament.
教会では女は喋る権利がない。黙っとけ。
Aha, there's so many guys that would love to just like throw this out there and keep all women in church quiet.
もちろんそういう意味でないことは皆さんわかると思います。
And I think it's pretty easy that anybody can understand that that is not the, the true intention of this passage.
これがコリントという町にできた教会であることをまず考えてみましょう。
Okay, and so thinking about the situation and where this was spoken, this was in the church of Corinth.
コリントっていうのはもう大産業シティやってもう大きな町だった。
Huge, huge city that was full of all kinds of commerce and industry.
そしてたくさんの地域からいろんな人が集まってそこで仕事をしてたわけです。
And so there was people that were coming from all over the place and coming and working together in the same area.
たくさんのファミリーがあちらこちらから集まってなんとかコリントの文化に馴染んでそこでビジネスを立て上げようと努力してたんです。
And so it was where people are coming from far away and they're all coming and bringing their families and so everyone came together and it was just kind of a mixing pot in the city of Corinth here all working together.
当然パパたちは朝起きたらお仕事行くよね。
Of course, the dads when they got up, they would go to work.
その人が生まれながらにギリシャ語を使わない人であったとしても、ビジネスの世界で使う言葉はコリントではギリシャ語だったわけです。
And because, this was Corinth, it was the Greek, property, then they would learn to speak Greek even if they weren't, speaking Greek originally in their homelands. They would learn Greek because that was, instead of English, that would have been the language that was used for all commerce.
ね。で、もちろんパパさんたちはギリシャ語がとっても得意になります。
And of course, you know, because they're using it every day at work, the fathers, the husbands, they would be very good at speaking Greek.
でも、ママさんたちはどうですか？
What about the ladies?
コリントの町ではもちろん女性を教育するという習慣はありません。
Actually, at that time in Corinth, there was no education system in the women, for the women to get educated at all.
そしていつも同じ地域から集まって、てきた人でなんかチャイナタウンとかコリアンタウンとかジャパンリトル東京とかみたいなのを作ってしまうわけやから、もういつも母国語しか喋らへんねんね。
And so,
ギリシャ語を喋れへん
の。If you think about like some of the larger cities, there would be small section where different factions would gather. You'd have your Chinatown, your little Italy, and you have your little Tokyo, whatever. And there'd all the people from the different areas. They would speak in their own tongue, and the mothers especially, they would gather during the daytime and they would talk to each other in their own language.
ママさんたちはちょっとだけはギリシャ語わかったと思うよ。
Of course, ね、you know, when they're going shopping and stuff and watching TV, the mothers, they were getting a little bit of Greek in.
じゃあ、そのギリシャ語が得意になっていたパパさんたちと、家ではギリシャ語を喋れへん、全然ギリシャ語できへんママさんたちが、日曜日に教会に行ったら、教会のワーシップソングやメッセージは何語ですか？
Greek.
はい。
Okay, so if the couple now, you know, so dad's been working, he's very fluent in Greek because he works in Greek all the time. And then the wife comes with him to church and, you know, obviously she's just very, very low on the understanding of Greek language. But when they get to church, the language that is spoken there, of course, it's going to be Greek. So that's what they're listening
to. そうするとママさんたちは説教者の言ってることの 40% から 50% ぐらいは分かれへんねんね。
And so, unfortunately, the ladies, they didn't understand Greek very well. Maybe 40 to 60% of it they weren't getting.
だからどうするん？いや、あんた、なんて言うてはんの？なんて言うてはんの？もうあんた、もう通訳遅いの。もう隣の奥さん、奥さん、分かった今。分かった？私、あれがちょっと通訳してよ。あんたを。
お宅
の旦那に聞いてくれる？
can't get anybody to help me over here.
ほな、もう礼拝中にこっちで通訳、あっちで通訳がもう、うおーっておしゃべりがあっちこっち出てくるわけ。
And so as you could see, then this would completely get out of hand and there would be talking and whispering among each other trying to figure out what was going on and it was causing all sorts of disruptions
to the service. ほな、ステージの上ではマイクが取り合いやし。
You know, and of course on stage they're definitely
で、教会の端っこの後ろの方では、あの、恍惚状態で威厳で祈ってはる人がおるし。
Got people speaking in tongues and just going off on the sides on both sides over here.
ほんで、もう回収席にはあんた、ちょっと通訳して奥さん分かる分かれへんよねっていうおばちゃんたちがピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャ
ピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチ
ャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピ
チャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャピチャ
そんな状態だったんです。
That was the situation.
その状態でパウロがこれを書いたんです。
And so Paul was writing a letter to the church that was in this situation.
これは妻たち、女は教えてはいけないという意味ではないんです。
Of course, he's not saying don't teach the women about God.
コリントの教会は女性の説教者もたくさんいたんです。
And of course, there was plenty of women that were speakers at church.
クリスチャンの世界で女性が男性より下という概念は一つもないんです。
And this is the really, this was an avant-garde for having women leaders and leaders in a culture. It was happening only in church.
これは奥さんたちはメッセージがわからんくても、とりあえずメッセージ中はおしゃべり禁止ねという意味なんです。
All it was is it's like if you go to the movie theater, don't speak while the movie's going.
ほんで、ほんまに分かれへんことがあったら、お家でパパさんに来てくださいという。
And so, if you, you know, don't understand something at church, just please wait and ask your husband at home.
教会の礼拝中にペチャクチャペチャクチャおしゃべりすることは奥様にとって良くないことなの分かるよねっていう意味なんです。
And so that you can understand like why Paul was saying here. Okay, so can you understand what that's going to do to the whole service if these women are always asking for translation throughout the whole thing? It's going to cause disruption and chaos.
Okay.じゃあ私はこれ勉強する意義がどこにあんのって今私はこんなん一つもないやんか私は喋ってないしペチャクチャしないし
And so maybe you're like, okay, well look, obviously look around for me. We're not really talking on the side here. So what does this have to do with me? What am I going to learn here?
この部分が聖書になる必要あった
Is there a reason why this is still in the Bible?
おばちゃんペチャクチャ喋るとか
You know, like, don't let the old ladies speak amongst themselves.
クロスロード教会と関係ないように思うんやけど
You know, I really don't feel like this is any kind of reference to our church.
いやいや、終わりなんです
That'sActually, that's not true. There is a reference here.
神様が21世紀に生きる私たちクリスチャンにとって、そしてクロスロード教会にいる私たちが教会の内側で、そして教会の外側でどのような態度を持って生活するべきかをパウロは教えてくれているんです。
And through all of these things, we can look at another way at how Paul is trying to explain the inner workings of the church atmosphere, as well as when we are outside of the church, how we should be.
つまり。クリスチャンがこの世でどのような態度を持つべきか、どのような教会となるべきか、神様が望まれている教会の態度は何かということです。
And so Paul is giving a very clear picture as to what kind of attitude that we should have as Christians in the church, what kind of attitude is we should have as how we want to try to be, giving us a good clear vision for what we should be trying to strive for.
それは一つ目、それはまず今日私たちはウェルカミング歓迎する教会であるべきです。
And that's one of the first things that we have always been saying is that we need to be a welcoming church.
クリスチャンでない方がここにいて、ああ僕は私はここにいていいんだと思わせるようなコミュニティを作ってくださいと聖書を通して神様は私たちに2000年の時間を超えて訴えかけておられるのです。
And so through its passages of like this, we can understand that when someone comes into this place that has never heard the word of God, that they are going to feel like, wow, this is a great place to be. I'm so happy I'm here. I really want to learn more about God.
日本では教会というのはもともとクリスチャンの人が行くとこやと思ってるのね。
You know, for the world,
there's
so many people that think like, oh, church, that's the place where Christians go.
そしてクリスチャンの人っていうのは生まれながらにクリスチャンであるというふうに思ってるわけですよ、ね。
You know, and for some people, they're to the point of like, is it genetic? Because I think like Christians, they're born Christians, and those special people, they go to church.
で、世の中の人がそう思うのも当然なんです。
And of course, it's easy to see why people in the world would think like that.
つまり今現存してる日本に現存してるクリスチャンのほとんどの人がどうしてあなたクリスチャンだったんですかって言ったら、いや、うちの家がクリスチャンでて、お前は仏教とか言うね。
You know, so like you ask Christians, and there's so many Christians, like, oh, well, why, how did you become Christian, whatever? Like, oh, I was born into a Christian family. It's like, oh, sorry, I was born Buddhist. Sorry. End of story.
教会はクリスチャンのためのものではないんです。
You know, and it was Jesus' definitely his mission, and of course the church should be the same, that it is not a place for just Christians.
教会は建物でもないんです。
Okay, and a church, it's not the building.
教会は神の家であり、神の家族なんです。
And the church, it is the body, it is, all of us, the community, the congregation.
そしてそこから離れた人を神様は何とかご自身の家族に引き入れたい、戻したい、リディームしたいと思って、今私たちを通して神様はお働きになられているのです。
And the mission has never changed over 2,000 years, and it's all about trying to reach outand bring other people into the understanding of God's love and how their lives could be better by understanding what God wants to have with them.
神様が教会を作ったのはクリスチャンたちが平和で安全でなんか邪魔されない社交クラブを作るためと違うんです。
God wasn't trying to make an exclusive club where people could come and hang out and be protected from the crazy people that were all outside.
神が引き寄せたい本当に失われた魂を受け入れる神の家族として神様は私たちに存在してほしいんです。
God wanted us to be prepared to go out and talk to those crazy people. Bring them in here and bring them back in that they're not going to be crazy anymore.
どうぞ家に帰って14章をもう一回読んでみてください。パウロはね、こういうふうにコリントの教会に言ってるんです。あなたの教会の礼拝にクリスチャンじゃない人が入ってきた君らどんな思うと思うって。
Okay, so,You need to go back maybe in home and read through chapter 14 slowly and just start to try to process what it is that Paul is trying to tell the church. What kind of a presence does the church need to be in order to welcome people in?
コリントの教会に行った人は多分コリントの教会の人が礼拝する神様は混乱の神様へと理解したと思います。
You know, because of the situation with all the chaos in the church, people that would have been maybe, you know, coming into the church, they would have like, well, is maybe the Christian God is a God of chaos? Because that, I mean, it was complete confusion.
じゃあこのクロスロード教会はどうですか?
Okay, what about here at Crossroad Church?
私たちは歓迎する教会ですか?
Are we a welcoming church?
その前に私たちは歓迎する態度を持った人ですか?
Well, before the church, person to person, are you a welcoming person?
私たちは自分の人生に自分が全く知らない人を招き入れることに慣れてる人ですか?
When somebody you don't know gets near you, are you the type of person that just puts up a fence, or are you able to welcome them in, allow them to get closer to you?
イエス様はそのような人でした。
Of course, Jesus, he was the expert at...
世の中の人は、よそ者を受け入れるということをしません。
The rest of the world, they're not interested in trying to let anybody else in. They're trying to protect.
私たちクリスチャンにとってそれは神から与えられた使命なのです。
But as Christians, we have the opposite. We are supposed to be reaching out and we are trying to bring everyone in.、
皆さんの机の前にこういうふうにコミュニケーションカード、椅子の前に、コミュニケーションカードっていうのがあると思います。
Okay, you know, around the seats around you, there are communication cards like Fumi's holding right now.、
あのね、よくね、新しく来てくれた人が書いてくれるんやけれども、その時に、ここにチェックしてくれるね、いろいろ。
You know, and it's been really great. The people that have come in and、we've been asking and we've had great response. There's lots of people that have been、checking off boxes and sent, putting it in the offering.
いやー、そこれはもう初めて教会来てこれプレッシャー思うわ俺。
You know, and I mean, for the person coming into church for the first time, there's a lot of pressure, right?
だけれどもその方たちは最初はプレッシャーやったけど私は歓迎されてると感じましたってところにチェックしてくれるんです。
But how often the people who came in felt a little bit, you know, uncomfortable coming in for the first time, but they were welcomed and they put the check in the box that said that they really felt that they were welcome here.
毎週回収するこのコミュニケーションカードのほぼ全てにそれがチェックされてます。
You know,And every week when I get a card, there's almost always a check for the welcoming.
そして神様ここで受け入れられてる気がしたから神様のことはよく知ってみたいっていうふうに、多くの人がチェックしてくれるんです。
And because there's a welcoming attitude, because there's a feeling of that I am accepted as I the way I am, then they are saying that I have an attitude that is ready to be open to hear the word of God.
そしてそれは僕なんでかなって考えたとき、それはクロスロード教会にもうすでにいる皆さんが受け入れようとする体制を持っておられるからだと僕は思います。
And I believe that's because everyone here is doing a great job at being a welcoming person individually that you're able to allow people to get close to you.
クロスロード教会はいつもこういうふうに言います。すべての人を神の家族へって。
And so we have been saying this for a long time here that we are all trying to welcome people into God's family.
あらゆる人を神の家族へというときに、それはいろんな人種の人をっていう意味だけではありません。
And then when we are trying to say we welcome all people, we're not just trying to say all races.
その人がどんな経済的な背景を持ってたとしても、
It doesn't matter what kind of a financial background the person
has. お金持ちだったとしても、貧しかったとしても、
Being rich or poor is irrelevant.
その人がどんな政治的な背景を持ってたとしても、
No matter how their political balance is.
その人がどんなに過去に大きな罪を犯していたとしても、
No matter how terrible the sins they may have in their past.
その人がどんだけ現在罪に溺れているとしても、
No matter how much they're drowning in their sin right now.
教会なんか行ったことはあらへんっていう人であったとしても、
If they said they have never been to church.
あらゆる人を私たちは神の家族に招きます。
That is our mission to welcome them to church.
それが私たちのミッションであるのは、それが神様がなさっていることだからです。
And that is what God did for us.
うん。続けてそういうふうにしていきたいなと思います。
And we want to continue that tradition.
うん。ここに歓迎されてるんだっていう感覚を新しく来た人に持っていただきたいなと思います。僕が神戸の教会に行った時にも、その神戸の教会にはこのように歓迎する環境、態度というのがありました。
When I was at a church in Kobe, there was also a very much welcoming attitude that was always there from the beginning.
僕のことを覚えてくれて、名前を覚えてくれた人がいたんです。
There was people that they would see me, they would meet me, and they remembered my name.
僕がただ座ってるのを見て、ねえねえねえ、君若いんやから、ちょっと手伝ってくれる？一緒に手伝って、その後一緒にお弁当食べようよって言ってくれた人がいるんです。
They'd see me sitting there by myself wondering what to do. They'd come over and say, hey, you look like you need something to do. Come with me. And by the way, when you're done eating, let's eat some lunch together.
また教会で使われている言葉は日常私たちが使う言葉でした。理解できると思ったんです。
Hey, I can understand that example.
そしてその文化や伝統を神戸の教会から私たちは受け継ぎました。
And so this is the culture that was developed there. That is something that I continue to do, and we do that here at Crossroads.
それは大切なトラディションです。大切な伝統です。そしてそれを私たちが次生み出すグレープワイン教会にも渡したいと思っています。
And this has been a tradition for the church for 2,000 years. It's such a valuable part of the church is to be welcoming, and we are going to continue to do that with the churches that we are sending out and piloting.
神様は私たちに歓迎する教会であってほしいと思われています。
You know, God has asked us to be a welcoming church.
それだけではなく、二つ目、神様は私たちに思いやりのある教会になってほしいと思ってます。
And so God has also asked us to be a church that is thoughtful, thinking of others.
私たちは教会の中でまた外でクリスチャンは思いやりを大切にするべきです。
You know, as a church and as Christians individually, we need to be thinking of others. We need to be thoughtful.
他の人を自分よりも大切に思うということです。
Thinking of others first.
これは幼稚園の砂場で習うべきことなんですけれども、大人の世界でそれをできている人はほとんどいないんです。
Although we are taught this as kindergartens when we're playing in the sandbox.As adults, it becomes so much harder.
僕たちは生まれながらにして自己中心なんです。
Unfortunately, we are born into a world and we are self-centered, we are selfish.
だから他人を自分よりも優先することは私たちにとってとても不自然なことなんです。
And so to think of others before ourselves, I mean, that's as opposite end of the spectrum as we can go.
でもやりましょう。
But we need to do that.
コリントの教会には礼拝中に説教者たちや預言者と呼ばれた人たちのフリースピーチ、マイク掴んだもん勝ち、説教タイムがあったんです。
You know, so in the church in Corinth, they had the free mic session when everybody just like, you know, first come, first serve on the microphone.
パウロはこういうふうに言ったんです。いやいや、マイクに殺到せんと、学ぶ代わりに回りなさい。他の人に語ってもらう、自分よりも若い人に語ってもらう、そこの人から学ぶという思いやりの態度持たれへんかな、君らって。
And he was saying, you know, well, it's not so important maybe that you think you've got the best wisdom or the best message from God, but if you would just sit back and wait and listen, it may even being someone a little bit younger than you is going to give you a word that's going to just blow your socks off.
あなた以外にも神様は 用いられる、たくさんの人を用いられるんだよ。あなただけじゃないんだよ。
You are not the only one with the Spirit upon you with the gifts that God has given. All the people around you have as well.
僕は教えの賜物を与えられています。
I have been given the gift of teaching.
うん。だけれども、これを僕は喜んで、このポジションっていうのを、説教というポジションを多くの人に譲りたいと思ってます。
But I honestly would love to give others the opportunity to teach.
つまりこのステージっていうのは、僕のなんか安心できる僕だけの居場所、みんなが尊敬してくれるために、どうしても僕が持っとかないといけない、安心できる居場所っていうわけじゃないんです。
This is, you know, this is a stage. This stage is not my island. This is not my happy place. If you wanted me, I'm standing up here. Everybody, look at me. I'm on my stage. Get off my stage.
だってここで喋ってたら、聖書持って喋ったら僕必要とされてるって感じするねんもん。
If I will stand up here and people like listen to me when I'm talking about the Bible and it's great, you know, that feels good.
僕は皆さんが、本当にね、僕は皆さん自分でそう信じないかもしれないけど、僕は皆さんが僕よりも偉大な仕事をここでできるようになると信じてます。
I believe and I hope and I know that some of you may be like, oh, don't talk to me about that. But I truly believe that God has given you gifts and it may be that you will be a better speaker. You do a great job if you are standing up here yourself.
そしてその時が来たら皆さんにマイクを渡したいと思ってます。
And at that time I would be so honored to be able to pass the mic to you.
もしかしたら皆さんはこの教会に半年、1年、2年来てたら、もしかしたら教会の中で小さな、もしくは大きな働きを担ってるかもしれません。
And you never know in the next six months or something, there will be a plan that's going to start to be built and you're going to be at the center of that. You're going to be able to lead that.
それをしてくれてること本当にありがとう。
And it makes me so happy and I feel so thankful.
きっとそれをすることによってお友達ができたでしょ。
You know, and through that, you'll be able to make new friends, right?
教会に来る意味も感じられるでしょ。
You're going to feel like you have a reason to go to church.
でも僕がそれを手放して次の人にその場所ポジションを上げてくださいって言ったら言い過ぎですか。
But you know, if I say if I'm going to open up this position and say if you know you want to go ahead, please fill this position, is that saying too much?
いやいや、そんなんしたら私の居場所なくなるやんって言うかもしれんけど。
You know, but no, Fumi, you can't do that. If you do that, you know, you're going to have no place. I'm going to have no place for myself anymore.
逆なんです。もし皆さんが自分の場所を喜んで与えれば与えるほど、この教会の中で大切な人になっていくわけです。
If you start to give up your position and allow somebody else to take it, it's not that you're going to lose your place in this church, but instead it's going to start to build up others around you and amazing things are going to happen.
ここは会社じゃないんです。
This is not a company.
ポジションは一つだけじゃないんです。
There is not only one position in this place.
ああ、ここは家族なんです。
We're a family.
家族では他の家族のメンバーが輝くために投資する人が最も重要な人物なんです。
The most important thing for a family to do is to find great ways to help the other family members to shine, to be able to find something that they're good at, to be able to encourage them to continue doing that.、
うんね、パウロはまたペチャクチャペチャクチャ喋って質問ってとなんか突然質問したり、もう奥さん分かる分かれへんねえよ、おばちゃんたちに。その質問をお家まで取っておいてという指示をしました。
So Paul, you know, when he is talking, and if he saw there was people, they were, you know, all kind of like discussing among themselves. They're talking about it, telling them, trying to get their friends to translate stuff. He's like, please just wait till you get home and talk about it there.
あなた今質問したいかもしれない。
I understand that you have a question.
あなた今おしゃべりしたいかもしれない。
I know you want to probably talk to your friends about this right now.
それは周りにいる兄弟姉妹たちにとって思いやりのある行為ですか？
But those things, those actions, are they going to be thinking of others and the people around you? Is that going to be helping the environment of our true focus?
うん。周りにどんな影響が出るかっていうことをまず考えてください。自分よりも他の人のことを考えてください。
So instead of just thinking for your own benefit, think about the people around you.
パウロはフィリピ人の手紙でそれはキリストの態度ですと言ったんです。
And in the Philippians, Paul, a different letter to a different church, Paul was saying that is indeed the true characteristics of Jesus Christ.
僕は神戸の教会では、若い牧師でした。25歳でした。
When I was at church in Kobe, I was a young upcoming pastor. I was 25 years old.
当然、ユースパスターっていうのは、一番上のリードパスターにいろんなフラストレーションを持ったら、わーって突っかかっていくのが、まあ、どこの世の中でもどこの国でも普通なんです。
You know, and so, youth pastor, you know, being under the head pastor, whatever, of course, anytime the youth pastor was feeling a little bit frustration with the way the head pastor did things, it was his right to go up and tell the head pastor a thing or two.
だから、ロブ先生にいつも僕は、 疑問があったり文句があったりするとき、ところ構わずフラストレーションぶつけてたんです。おかしいやんか。
You know, and so I would go up to Pastor Rob and I'd be like, hey, Pastor Rob, I got a problem the way you're doing things, and I just let him know right in front of everybody.
まあ25歳で若かったか知らないと思って。
You know, all right. So please remember, I was 25. I was young.
それをしてるとき、あ、みんな僕がこういうこと深いこと考えてロブ先生に質問してて、俺のことみんな賢いと思ってるわってみんな思ってたんやけど。
And so I was thinking in my own head, like, wow, you know, I'm 25, and like people like, wow, this young man, he really thinks he's really wise, and look at the way he can talk to the pastor like that. Wow, he's really cool.
ふみ先生幼稚やなって思ってるのは気づかへんかったわけです。
But actually, what we were thinking in our head is, oh, poor Fumi, you know, that he's so immature. Oh my goodness.
なんでなんですか？それは僕が自分の言いたいことを言うだけで周りの人に対する配慮がなかったからです。
And that was because I was just having fun, just telling whatever I wanted to say without thinking at all about all the toes I was stepping on.
僕は僕の教会やから大事に思ってロブ先生に話しに行ったんやけど。
You know, but I was feeling like I've got a passion for this church and I'm going to make it a better place and I went to Rob with it.
そしてそれにその質問によって周りの人がなんか居づらい空気になるっていうのを考えなかったんです。
And so I was so busy, you know, focusing on my right to talk to Rob that I didn't notice everybody else and how uncomfortable they were watching me do it.
これは僕の教会であると同時に彼らの教会でもあったんです。
You know, the truth was that I was doing something in a church that actually wasn't my church indeed, it was everyone's church.
僕は一人一人お互いに思いやりを示す相手のことを自分の気持ちやフラストレーションや感情よりも大事にする思いやりのある教会をここで見たいと思ってます。
And I would love to just inspire that this church would be a place where people will think about other people before themselves. They may have you may have your own frustrations and things and you're going on in your mind, but if you can think of the people around you before yourself.
そのような教会を神様が望まれてるんです。
I do believe that this is the kind of church that God desires us to be.
その神様はどんな神様ですか？
What kind of God are we talking about
here? 僕はっきりわかることです。その神様は今ここにいない人を大事に思う神様です。
God is a God that wants us to take care of the people that are not even here yet.
そのために教会を整えようとしておられるんです。
So we need to be preparing for the day when they get here.
神様が私たちを受け入れることができる神の家族として立て上げようと今しておられるんです。
God is trying to build this place up. He's trying to prepare it for the people who haven't gotten here yet.
神様はクリスチャンの社交クラブを作ろうとしてるんじゃないんです。
God is not trying to make a private club.
神は一人も滅びることを望まずと聖書に書いてあります。
God loves the world so much he does not want anyone to perish.
もしここに初めて来た方がいらっしゃったら、今日の話どうぞ聞いてください。
If it's the first time you're here, please listen to this message.
ここはあなたの将来の家族です。
This is your future family around you. Look around.
神様があなたのことを気にかけ、愛し、そして用意してくださっている神の家族なんです。
This is God's family, God's loving children, and God has shared love with them, and in the same way, they are looking forward to sharing that love with you.
あなたのことを愛し、そして気にかけてくださっています。
They will love you, and they want to care for you.
そしてもっと素晴らしいものをあなたの人生に用意しています。
And God is ready to give a wonderful gift into your life.
あなたはその神様と全く無関係に今まで生きてきたかもしれません。
And for you, this may be the first time you realize that there was an Almighty God that was looking to have a personal relationship with you.
あなたはそれでええと思ってきたかもしれんけど。
And maybe you didn't care.
神様はそれでは良くないと思ってるんです。
But God, he desires to have that relationship.
なぜなら神様はあなたを愛されてるからです。
It's because God loves you.
神様は人となってこの世に来られたんです。
God loved you so much, he became a human himself.
そのイエスという人となられた神様は私たちの内側の罪を代わりに処罰するために十字架におかかりになられました。
God put all of the power of his kingdom aside to become a human to come down to be the perfect sacrifice to take all the sin away from this world.
私たちの罪はイエス様の十字架の上で流された血によって許されたんです。
Jesus Christ was a perfect man who was sacrificed. He did nothing wrong. And in sacrificing his life, he took upon him all of the sins that we could ever commit upon the cross.
あなたは罪人だったのに。
You were a sinner.
今あなたは神の目に 義人となったわけです。
But now you are righteous in God's eyes.
だからあなたは神との関係を欲しいと思うならば、神の家族に帰りたいと思うならば、そう思うだけでウェルカムホームなんです。
So if you have any desire of what that means, if you have any desire to start a life with God, then you've made the first and most important step already.
うん、あなたは神と共に歩むことができます。
You can walk with God.
そして新しい命を神から受け取り、新しい力を神から受け取ることができます。
You can receive new life from God and you can receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
何が目的だったか分からへん人生の中に明確な生きる目的が生まれます。
You can have meaning to life. You can have a focus and you can be given away.
私たちクロスロード教会はあなたにそれを伝える責任を委ねられているんです、神様から。
And we, as the church here at Crossroad, are feel as we are responsible to help to encourage you along the way.
今日夕方にバプテスマという私たちが名前の私たちが言うところの洗礼式を行います。
In the afternoon, we are going to have a baptism.
うん。それはイエス様は私の神様ですということを信じた一人の女性が今日神の家族に加えられる日です。
It's a day when we will celebrate someone who wants to make a public declaration of their love for Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we have a young lady that's going to do that this afternoon.
もし私に神が必要です、神の家族が必要です、生きる目的、明確な目的が必要ですというならば、どうぞここに書いて後で箱の中に入れてください。
If you feel like you need God, if you feel like you want to be part of the family of God, if you want to have people who are going to love on you,And you want that support and a direction for your life, please fill out one of the cards that's on the seat next to you or behind in front of you and just put it in the offering basket when it comes around.
神様、ここにいない人だけを、いない人をケアしてるだけではなくて、もう一つ、私たちが神のような性質を持つコミュニティになれると信じてるんです。
And besides just trying to welcome the people that aren't here yet, there's also another point is that God believes that we can be like Him.
私たちが罪人でありながら神の聖霊に満たされて、そしてそのミッションに生きるとき、価値観を学び、神に仕えようとするとき、
When we, even though we were born into a life of sin, are being used by the Lord and the Holy Spirit will come into us, God can work through us and reach out to other people, in ways that we would normally never be able to do.
その時、教会は私たちのような不完全な人間の集まりなのに、神を表すものとなるわけです。
And it's through, God using us, even though we are imperfect, God's perfect plan can be put into practice through this church community.
今あなたはこの教会で何を見てますか？
So in this church, what is it that you see around you? What is it you see in yourself?
私どうしたらこの教会で居心地よくなるやろ？
What can I do to make this church a more comfortable place for others?
うん、いや、for me って考えてるんじゃない？
Up until now, maybe it's been what can I do to make myself comfortable here?、
うん、だけどそれを視点を外に向けてください。
But we need to change it from just how can I be more comfortable at church to what can I do for others to be more comfortable.
あなたの指はどっちに向いてますか？自分ですか？
Is the finger in your hand, is it pointing back at yourself?
それともあなたの指はあなたに生きる目的を与え、あなたの態度に影響を及ぼす神様に向いていますか？
Or is your finger pointing up to your creator, to the one that gives all power, that it influences all the good love and everything that could come into this world, is it coming from your source? Is it coming from up here?
今からこの人差し指の話をマークがブルース・リーの話をしてくれます。ちょっとブルース・リーの話をして。
And, so,When Fumi was discussing with me today about the message,
Fumi とこのメッセージを話してる中で、
I had a really strong image that came into my mind.
最後、この話を僕は思い出したんです。
And, I love Bruce Lee movies.
ブルース・リーの、映画が僕すごく好きなんです。
わちゃわちゃ
ーね。やるって分かってた。やるって分かってた。
Okay, anyway, but one of the scenes in the movie, it really stuck with me and it sounded just like what Fumi was talking about in the message.
だけれども、あるブルース・リーの映画の一番最後にこういうシーンが出てくるんです。今日のメッセージと全く同じ内容なんです。
And so Bruce Lee is with one of his loving, he loves his students. You can tell he's like having a little fun with the students.
ブルース・リーはある若い男の子を格闘技の弟子として育てているところでした。そして彼はこういうふうに人差し指出して言ったんです。よく見なさいって。
And the student, of course,
そうすると、その弟子はブルース・リーの指の先をじーっと見るんです。
He's like, maybe, what's he gonna do?
いや、先生何しはるんやろ、先生何してるんやろって。
And then Bruce Lee smacks him on the head.
そうするとブルース・リーはその少年の頭をポーンと叩くんですね。
He's like, what are you doing?
お前何しとるんやって。
Why are you looking at my finger?
いや、なんでお前は指俺の指の先見とるんや。
If you look here, you're gonna miss all that.
もしあなたが目の前のこ の, あの指先しか見てなかったら、その上にある大きなこの世界の栄光を見れないよって。その映画を見た時からいつも僕はそのシーンを忘れませんでした。私たちは今自分というフォーカスポイントを置きやすいものにいつもいつもフォーカスを置いてしまうんです。自分にアテンションが来るように、自分に注目してもらうように、自分に一番人がケアしてくれるようにって操作したくなるんですね。
But aren't we all here for the same sole purpose?
だけれども私たちよく考えてみれば、たった一つの目的のもとに集められていることに気づきますか？
And it's not right here.
それはこの指先という目的ではありません。
It's supposed to be we're all working together to point everybody's eyes up there.
私たちはこの指先の向こうにある神様を表すように、人々の視点をそちらの方に向けるように、指を高く上げるコミュニティなのです。私たちはどんなコミュニティになりますか？
Where are we looking?
歓迎するコミュニティに。
We want to be a welcoming church.
思いやりのあるコミュニティ。
We want to be a church that thinks of others.
そのような教会になりましょう。
Let's be a church of that way.
マーク祈ってくれる？
Okay.
Okay.
So I want to pray to finish the service.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father.
イエス様。父の神様。
We thank you for your living word.
今日私たちは生きたあなたの言葉を感謝します。
We thank you that it's the word that is inspired by you.
この言葉がただの手紙じゃなくて、あなたの霊によって息吹を吹き込まれた命のある言葉であると信じます。
We don't want to focus on the person that's speaking the words, Lord, but the words and the meaning and how it leads back to you.
今日私たちが読んだ言葉は、それは人が書いたものかもしれないけれども、そこの中にあなたの永遠の言葉が隠され、そして私たちがそれを聞き、命を得れることを知っています。
We have relationship with all the people that are sitting here around us.
ここにいる私たちはほぼ全員と本当に家族の関係を持てることが感謝します。
And we are a family.
そしてここにいる私たちが家族であることを感謝します。
And we want to continue to work together, prepare ourselves to welcome new people into the family.
そして私たちはこの家族は普通の家族と違い、新しい家族のメンバーをいつも受け入れる準備をしたいと思います。
We want to have a heart that is ready to celebrate and edify the other members of the family when they show that they can do something.
どうぞパウロがコリントの教会に指示したように、私たちがお互いを高め合い、立て上げ合う、そのような教会としてください。
So that when new people come in, they feel that this is somewhere that they've wanted to come for so long.
そして新しい方が入ってくれるとき、ああ、ここが私が探してた家族なんだと気づくことができますように。
And that we can all keep our focus on the one true reason why we gather here.
そして私たちがいつも指をあなたの方に指差し、そして多くの人の目をあなたの方に向けさせることができますように。
We lift our eyes to you, Lord.
そして私たちの目も今あなたに向かってあげたいと思います。
We thank you, Lord.
イエス様、感謝します。
We love you, Lord.
あなたのことを愛します。
Lead us, Lord.
どうぞ私たちを素晴らしい教会になるように導いてください。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
Amen.
アーメン。